This is actually also our situation. To be a devotee means to recognize one's dependency. A demon or a materialistic person does not want to recognize that he is totally dependent on the Supreme Lord in all of his actions and his thoughts even. To recognize one's dependence, however, this a devotee can understand, means to be very, very happy. We always think if we are showing our independence, this is how we can become happy. Sometimes devotees feel a need to show independence by going into the Grihastha ashram and taking care of their own affairs. That is a natural tendency, and it is possible to fulfill that in Krishna consciousness. Do you
So you need to tell him something. It's finished. It's finished.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we will tell it again. Mm. It's possible to be independent in Krishna consciousness. This is the Grihastha ashram. But also there, one must remain in a general condition of dependency.
Are you dog ashram also not also the emerald stand or reasons?
On the Supreme Lodge. See, a materialist is very much against this concept of being dependent on someone else for his maintenance and decisions. He connects slavery with this. Imagine. Just here. You have to go to someone to get all your money. You have to ask someone for everything which you're going to do. I mean, isn't there, this is a frightening concept. It means you're totally subjected to the whims of another person. Now, the amazing thing is that which we are most afraid of in our material existence is our original spiritual condition. We are totally dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then we do not want to recognize this. This is called material life. But if we recognize our dependency on Krishna, then our spiritual life starts, and with it, it is maintained. Now, sometimes when a devotee comes to this level of understanding, there's a revolution taking place in his heart. Something in him wants to cling on to the old concepts. Freedom! What brains? We are freedom lovers. But we have to understand that our freedom can only be had in dependency on Krishna. If you do not understand this, it will be very difficult for you to become happy in this movement for Krishna consciousness. Now, as I said, the devotee is in the beginning, in a very interesting process of transformation. Where something in him revolves against his newfound Krishna conscious life. And for a long time there remains something like a dialogue between these two voices within his head. One says, surrender. The other says, no. For many years. And the only the best way to stop this dialogue in a natural way is by developing what is called ruchi. Now, there are two types of ruchi, of taste. I might have spoken about it already here, but I want to mention it again. One type of taste is dependent on external things. For instance, today is Sunday. I have a great taste in Krishna consciousness because I can expect a Sunday feast. Or today is Kirtan. Krishna Chaitra Prabhu sings lead singer of Gauranga Bhajan group. Oh, I have just now married. This is a very interesting phase of my life. Or I have been number one or number two in the Sankirtan list. All these things are external stimulants for ruchi or taste. They don't have to be, but in many cases they are. Then there is a second type of taste. Oh, the holy name. I like to chant it because Krishna is present when one chants. Oh, prasadam. I like to eat prasadam because this has been tasted by the Lord. You know, the second type of taste, it goes to the essence, deep inside. If we only have the first type of taste, we are in danger of losing taste because it's not that all this lead singer of Gauranga Bhajan group sings. It's not all this there is one of our best preparations which we like, because it's not all this Sunday. We must come to the second type of taste where we appreciate the things we are attracted to for their own sake, for, let us say, for being connected with Krishna or being Krishna himself. Satsvarup Maharaj has written an interesting book called Am I a Demon or Am I a Vaishnava? It is about a father of one classmate of Prahlad Maharaj. This Otsu hears every day from his son what Prahlad told in the classroom. And he becomes influenced by this philosophy. For instance, one point which Prahlad Maharaj is famous for is he calculates the life. He says, well, his classmates tell him, Prahlad, Don't talk now of self-realization. We are very young. It's football time. We are too young for this. This comes when we are old, like Padmavati. Yes. Then we can think of self-realization. So, Prahlad said, check. Check, stop. Look at your life. Let us say you have 100 years. Now, half of this time will be for eating, not for sleeping. For eating, going to the toilet. Then another time will be for working, for maintenance. And another part of that time just goes away because you forgot exactly what he says. Worried, I think. Yes. So he says from 100 years, you really only have 10 years to think of Krishna consciousness. And you know, when I read this for the first time, I thought, well, I also thought I have a lot of time, but no. So much just goes away with eating and sleeping and bathing and just maintaining the physical existence. So this Otat hears all this wonderful, true and deep philosophical points through his son. And then somehow, I forgot exactly how, the man of Hiranya, he works in the administration of Hiranyakashipu's palace. And somehow, Hiranyakashipu's men find out that he sympathizes with the ideas of Prahlad Maharaj. And then they throw him into prison, where they torture and kill the Sveta Hussein. And in the prison, of course, he has no association with his son or with the ideas of Prahlad Maharaj. He's all alone. Yes. Sometimes when they walk around, when the prisoners walk around in the prison court, they meet each other and he finds one last surviving saint.
Kada zatvorenici hodaju po zatvorskom dvorištu, on je u tom dvorištu naišao na jednog posljednjeg koji je doživio sveca.
But that's too little of association for him.
Ali to je premalo druženja.
He totally falls in Maya.
On potpuno pada u Maya.
And he thinks, am I a demon or am I a Vaishnava? I don't know what I am. And in this situation, somehow, you know, the son of the prison keeper smuggles to him the newest sentences Bhakti Prahlad Maharaj said.
Tada u tom trenutku sin čuvara zatvora mu piše Mišom mu je dao posljednje rečenice koje je izgovorio Bilal Mahrad.
And every word is like nectar for him in this prison cell.
I u toj zatvorskoj ćeliji svaka riječ je za njega kao nektar.
And again he becomes spiritually strong.
I ponovno postaje duhovno snažan.
And then he somehow manages to escape and hides, you know, underneath the roof of a house of a man who is also influenced by Prahlad Maharaj's preaching.
Na neki način on uspjeva da pobjegne, on se sakrije u potkrovlju čovjeka koji je također pod utjecajem učenja Prahlad Maharaj.
Today I awake. How is it that in his diary?
U svom dnevniku on piše, danas se budim.
I have a feeling that our emperor will be killed today.
Imam osjećaj da će naš car biti ubijen danas.
Because Narada Muni kaže, when he tortures his son, the Lord will appear in person.
Jer Narada Muni kaže da kada on matutira svog sina, da će se pojaviti gospodin osobno.
And I have heard that Hiranyakashipu really wants to do that.
I čuo sam da Hiranyakashipu to uistinu želi učiniti.
And then, you know, it becomes evening. He's there in hiding.
Ale večer on se skriva gore.
All of a sudden, he sees a huge light coming from the emperor's palace.
I sve da vidi snažno svjetlo, veliko svjetlo, kako emanira iz palače cara.
You can imagine, as if many lights, this halogen lights, are lighting up the night.
Kao da mnogo halogenih kolom,
and then he hears
their
scream.
That
divine scream.
And
then he doesn't know what is happening. The whole earth is shaking. And the firmament is appellated with the divine apology. And he knows, well, this must be Lord
Nisimadev.
And his house shakes. So the question is, am I a demon or am I a Vaishnava? Very good book. This question is also sometimes in our hearts. Am I Milomir? Or Milotin? Or am I Krishnadas? Am I Marian? Or am I a Vaishnava? Isn't it? This is a question. Sometimes it comes very strong. Am I Marco or am I a Vaishnava? It's sometimes difficult for us to find out. But if we see this difficulty, our first step towards the Vaishnava is already made. We know at that time, well, we have to strengthen the Vaishnava within us so that he becomes stronger than the old person. Just, we have to read the words of Prahlad Maharaj, like the otak in the rhythm. We have to read Prabhupada's Knigovsky. Kniga, I know. We have to daily. Secondly, information. So then from our heart will be a stream of devotion which can cross all the mountain-like obstacles of this world. And which reaches the lotus feet of the Lord. Srila Rupa Goswami describes this development by comparing it with a plant which grows and grows and grows as bhakti plant until it catches the lotus feet of Krishna. Then we are, our soul's desire is fulfilled. So this is what I wanted to discuss this tomorrow, this day. My first point was upon dependency. We are always dependent, like for our existence, like sparks, which are dependent on the fire. A devotee recognizes his dependency on the Lord, and non-devotee revolts against it. In this natural revolution, the question comes up, am I a Vaishnava or am I a materialist? And we can only solve this question in a positive way, that means I am a Vaishnava, by coming from the external type of taste to the internal, to the deep type of taste. And to do this, we can follow the story, which the illustration of the book. Am I Kamsatya Rupa Maharaj? And at the end of this process, we will also feel how the Lord appears within our heart, and then we know Him fully. Hare Krishna. Do we have any questions regarding these points? This second type of ruchi, huh?
Yes. Yes.
As you said, it's actually only possible to have ruchi when you have given up these anattas in the heart. It's in other words, taste is something which comes when you're no longer attached to things which are not connected to Krishna. Then this real type of taste comes. Asat Trishna means you are attached to the non-permanent things. This is one of the categories of anattas.
Asat Trishna
So, but when you are really trying to develop your service, Vajramani, then Lord Chaitanya, without really caring for the qualification, gives you a deep taste. I have noticed when devotees are firmly situated in their devotional service, that they don't have so much difficulties with anattas. Even though the devotee may not be, you know, just so mature, but Krishna somehow, when the service is right, gives the devotee such a taste that he can maintain his spiritual existence quite easily. Now one thing is, for developing, for becoming free of anattas, we worship Lord Nrisimhadeva. Wanted to tell you, have you seen our Nrisimhadeva in Mayapur? The picture? Who has not seen? Oh, you must see. Ferocious Nrisimhadeva. You know, one step is a little bit before. He looks like, just like his, the legs are bent. He looks like jumping from the altar. Ready for action. You must see pictures. We have pictures here. The devil. With armor even? Only the hands. That's already nice. Oh, you can show film? Maybe for the Sunday feast we can show for all the guests. Yeah. Has to be here, the film. So the Sunday feast. Yeah. So at the Sunday feast we will show you a little film of Lord. No video? Yeah, yeah. No? So just listen how he appeared in our temple. Just before that, before he appeared, some robbers, you know, in India there are still robbers, they came into the temple to steal the deity of Srimati Radharani. They thought she was solid gold. They came with guns and bombs. And one devotee, Bhakti Raghava Maharaj, went in the way and they threw a bomb. This bomb just ripped away his leg, which was the diseased leg, the polio in his childhood. Paralisa, yes. So he was, it was a huge, imagine the temple, this would happen, I mean. So the directors of the Mayapur project decided to install Lord Nrsimhadev, because this is what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, had done in their ashram, their attacked by the robbers, and then the problem stopped. So the devotees draw up how they wanted Lord Nrsimhadev to look like. Now you must know there are generally three types of Nrsimhadev deities. Yoga Nrsimha, that means when he is in meditation.
Yoga Nrsimha is not called in meditation.
Then another type. And then Ugra Nrsimha, that means angry Nrsimha. And now of the angry category, there are 9 doses of anger. And there, the Nrsimhadev which they wanted was on the highest anger temperature. So one of the devotees went to South India to find a stapati, you know, who they make these deities. There were only like one who was really good. He was from an ancient tradition, Sampradaya of Sapati. And asked him, can you make this? And he said, no! Do you want to kill me? Go away! And then the devotee found out that a few villages, there was a dead village, you know, there was a Nrsimhadev who was not worshipped properly, and the whole village had died. There was such a Nrsimhadev. Because he's such an angry Nrsimhadev. And the devotee had to go back to Mayapur. Not possible. Everyone was afraid. So after a few months he came back again to the Sapati. Go away, I know what you want. I'm not going to do it. And I have asked my guru, the Shankaracharya from Kanchipur, and he said, don't touch this Nrsimhadev. Again, the devotee had to return to the Mayapur project. The devotee said, no, please, I want to go again and ask the master some time. And this time when he saw the stapati says, yes, I will make you. Why? Well, I had a dream. Lord Nrsimhadev appeared and said, it's all right, I want to appear for these Krishna people. And on the same morning, I received a handwritten postcard from my guru, which was hand-delivered, where he said, I had a dream where Lord Nrsimhadev appeared to me, and it's all right, he wants to be worshipped by these devotees in Mayapur, and these ISKCON people have a very high standard of worship. Don't worry, nothing will happen.
Da napravi za nas debate koji ima visok stan.
Then the problem really started. Why? Well, they had to find a singing stone. What is a singing stone? Then you have to, it's a big stone slab, and you have to, with a hammer, kick, or whatever it is, on seven places, and then it has to make a certain sound, bling, that's a singing stone. And then the same, it's a granite, you know, granite. Yeah, it has to be eaten diagonal by a stone bug. Now what is a stone bug? You know, who can eat through granite? I don't think you will find it in your biology book. It's something out of this world. So, so many conditions had to be fulfilled. And for a long time, they could not find this piece of granite. Then after half a year, the Stapati was sitting before the stone. For many months, he was just meditating. He was fasting to wait that he would see the form of the Lord. The Lord didn't appear. So then he made it. Then one day he had it. He just took some chalk and he made some chalk and then he worked on it. Day and night he worked. He couldn't stop. He was totally possessed, you could say, inspired from within by Lord Nrsimha. And now comes the best part. After some time he was ready. So he felt so much relief that he went to his friends, you know, to have a little like get together, or just relax, you know, eat something, sleep a little, you know. He didn't inform the devotees in Mayapur immediately. Now, when he went, he had locked Lord Nrsimhadev in a little hut from wood. He hadn't locked the door because he thought that no one will do anything to us a lot. No, I think he had locked the door. He had locked the door. Now when he came back, what did he see? The whole hut was surrounding Lord Nrsimhadev as, you know, glowing ashes. He was there. And the whole hut had burned away. Somebody. And he said to tell him, "Can you sing it, preso, preso?" And then they came to the truck, filled with the sand, put the baby inside, covered in the sand. Then they drove very fast to the machine. Our devotee got it. Bhakti could. So he will protect us from the anattas in the srita, in the heart. Maybe everything goes fast with the special operation of Lord Nrsimhadev. That's why, you know, we worship him after each arati. You have noticed we are all singing Narasimha.
Yes.
Please worship Lord Nrsimhadev, Rajamani. There is, especially if you feel material desires and anattas in your heart, there is a very good prayer. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, Namo Namaste Dedaste Dase Adiravibhava Pajanaka Vajadansra Kamashaya Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuyishka Om Shom. It's a long prayer, but it's very effective. You won't be the same if you have chanted it for 1 month. Totally transformed. How you should start your concerts at Atiha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And the whole hall will... Your fans will burn up, you know, because there are so many anathas. Yes. Sorry, this was a long answer, but it was necessary. Do you have any other questions?
Ta borba u nama i mislimo da smo bakteri i nismo, da li duhovni učitelj vidi što se tada događa u nama i da li nam pomaže i kako nam pomaže?
There are several ways in which the spiritual master helps. One way, he's heavy and kills the demon in the heart. He forces us to surrender. And then the Vaishnava becomes strong. But nowadays, but if the disciple doesn't have enough faith, which is often the case, unfortunately, then he is very kind to the disciple, understanding his situation. And with his kindness, he attracts the disciple to surrender more to Krishna. Both are his kindness. He is either strong like a thunderbolt, or soft like a rose. Both of these, in both of these ways, he helps the devotee to, you know, to win this struggle. Most of the cases, he just attracts our hearts to Krishna. Any other question?
I think that Narasimha is almost a leader, but it seems to me that nothing is happening.
Yeah,
when we do any process of sadhana, that's all right? When we do any process of sadhana, we must be fully attentive. We must mean it. It must come from the heart. Sometimes devotees pray to give up sense gratification, but they want it to that this goes on. Then Krishna sees your real desire. That's in most of the cases.
Okay.
However, sometimes Krishna might have something else in mind. He might want to test our sincerity. Are we remaining a devotee? Or sometimes we may do something terribly wrong. We may not behave properly towards devotees around us. We may, with our so-called purity, we might just want to control them. And that won't help them to change their behavior. So there are many, this is a very, in other words, we might make mistakes. And we have to purify, we have to change our mistakes also. Sounds as if this is an atom bomb soon kill the speaker.
But it always takes so long, you know. Now I only spoke for half an hour, but it is already 9 o'clock, because of the translation it means 1 hour.
Ja sam govorio samo pola sata, žao mi što uvijek neko drugo dugo traje, ali sa prijevodom to je jedan sat.
Only way is to learn Croatian. That's so difficult. Always say everything wrong. Okay, so let us end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gauri Dai ki jai, Gauri Srimadana ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Sachinandana Swami Maharaj.
Dayan Sarai.